Verse 10. Who is she, Krishna's dear most beloved? Karmi bhaya parito hare priyataya vyaktim yayur jnaninas tebhyo jnan vimukta bhakti paramaha premeka nishtas tatha tebhyasta pashupal pankaj drishas tabhyo apisa radhika preshya tadvad iyam tadya sarasi tam nashret kakriti. Translation. One who selflessly performs virtuous acts in accordance with the path of Karma Yoga is superior to those who merely seek to fulfill their selfish desires. The Brahmgyanis, who by dint of their spiritual knowledge are transcendental to the three modes of material nature, are more dear to Sri Krishna than those pious followers of Karma path who are forever occupied in performing virtuous deeds. More dear to Sri Krishna than the Brahmgyanis are his devotees like Sanak, who have abandoned the pursuit of knowledge and who considered bhakti alone to be the best path. In doing so, they have followed the statement in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.3 Jnani Prayasam Utupasse. One should abandon the endeavor for knowledge. Pure devotees like Narad, who are resolutely fixed in prema for Krishna, are even more dear to him than all such devotees. The Braj Gopis, whose very lives belong solely to Krishna, are even more beloved to him than all such loving, premi devotees. Among those beloved gopis, Srimati Radhika is more dear to Sri Krishna than his own life. In precisely the same way, he dearly loves her pond, Sri Radha Kunda. Therefore, what highly fortunate, spiritually intelligent person would not reside on the bank of Sri Radha Kunda in a state of transcendental consciousness, performing bhajan of Sri Krishna's eightfold daily pastimes? Updesh Prakashika Tika. In this 10th verse, yet another reason for taking shelter of and worshipping Sri Radha Kunda is being shown. A follower of the path of Karma Kanda, who is interested solely in enjoying the fruits of his action, is actually indifferent to Bhagwan. More dear to Bhagwan are Jnanis, who are inclined towards Nirvishesh Brahm, his impersonal aspect, which is merely a non-specific manifestation of indifferentiated spirit. More dear to Bhagwan than such Jnanis are his devotees, such as the four Kumaras, who are devoid of Nirvishesh Jnan, inclination towards his impersonal aspect, yet possess Aishwarya Jnan, awareness of his supreme majesty. Devotees such as Sri Narad, who possesses Prema Nishta, a resolute and exclusive fixation in love for him, are even more dear to Sri Hari than such Jnani Bhaktas. Superior to such loving devotees are the Braj Gopis, who, due to possessing an indescribable and unprecedented love for Sri Krishna, are exceedingly dear to him. In the Padma Purana it is said, Yatha Radha Priya Vishnus Tasya Kundam Priyam Tatha Sarv Gopishu Seveka Vishnu Atyant Vallabha. Just as Srimati Radhika is more dear to Sri Krishna, her pond Sri Radha Kund is equally dear to him. Among all the beloved gopis, none are as dear as Srimati Radhika. This verse, quoted in Ujjwal Ninmani 4.5, proves that amongst all the gopis, Srimati Radhika alone is Sri Krishna's dearmost beloved. In precisely the same way, Sri Radha Kund, her pond, which is actually non-different from her, is exceedingly dear to Sri Krishna and is also the topmost place of residence for devotees. Therefore, what spiritually insightful person desirous of performing bhajan would not take shelter of that pond? Certainly any such person would take shelter of Sri Radha Kunda. Piyush Varshani Vritti. Among the many varieties of sadhakas found in this world, the devotee of Bhagwan who performs bhajan while residing on the banks of Sri Radha Kunda is the best and the most dear to Sri Krishna. This is described in this 10th verse. More dear to Krishna than the followers of the path of karma are the jnanis who search after the impersonal aspect of the Absolute Truth. More dear to Krishna than all the varieties of jnanis is a pure devotee who has abandoned the attempt to understand the Absolute Truth through the cultivation of knowledge. Amongst all varieties of pure devotees, the premi bhakta, or one who dearly loves Krishna, is the most dear to him. Amongst all varieties of such loving pure devotees, the Braj Gopis are the most dear to Krishna. Of all the Braj Gopis, Srimati Radhika is Krishna's dearmost, and her pond, Sri Radhakund, is similarly dear to him. Therefore, the intelligent person who possesses sufficient accumulated devotional merit, Sukriti, will most certainly reside on the banks of Sri Radhakunda, and within the mind render service to Sri Krishna's eightfold daily pastimes. Anuvritti. More dear to Sri Krishna than those who simply act to fulfill their selfish desires is one who firmly establishes in the mode of goodness and is therefore dedicated to performing virtuous deeds. Even more dear to Krishna than all such sadkarmis is Brahmagyani, who is transcendental to the modes of nature altogether. More dear to Krishna than all such jnanis is a pure devotee. More dear to Krishna than all such pure devotees is a premi bhakta who loves him dearly. Even more dear to Krishna than all such premi bhaktas are the Braj Gopis. Amongst all the Braj Gopis, Srimati Radhika is Krishna's dearmost. In the same way that Krishna loves her, he loves her pawn Sri Radhakunda. Therefore, Krishna's devotees, who are the most fortunate people, take shelter of Sri Radhakunda.